Last time on the pitch, Clemson won over number 10 Pitt by a score of 3-2. Virginia Commonwealth comes in. They are 1-3-1 on this season. This will be the fourth all-time match against the Rams as Clemson leads the all-time series 2-1. Once again, 6 o'clock at Riggs Field tonight. Men's and women's golf are in action. The men are in Myrtle Beach. They're playing in the Myrtle Beach Golf Trips Collegiate at Grand Dunes Resort. They are currently in 5th place, but just 5 shots off the lead as the pace is being set by Florida Gulf Coast. Our women will also be in action. They are in Hanahan, South Carolina, as they are playing in the Cougar Classic as the Tigers trail Tennessee, who set the pace at 19 under par. Clemson in 3rd place at 15 under par. Also, a note from football, we found out the Syracuse ball game on the 20th September will kick at 12 noon. Hope that you can be there in Death Valley. And as always, go Tigers.
Walter Tulip Road Rage, we got to move. I'm coming to you on the Jam phone lines. This is the start of the prove it to me part, prove it part, prove your worthiness. And tomorrow, I'll have a Georgia Tech film study analysis preview for you on the show. We'll break it down like nobody else can and give you all that and more tomorrow. So, you know, here's the other thing. I don't think some of these games this weekend are survivable. In other words, you know, as we sort of led to, as we headed to break, I think the loser of Clemson Georgia Tech is out. I mean, it'll be portrayed differently, but I mean, if Clemson loses, you know, you'll hear a different spin on it. If Georgia Tech loses, you'll hear a different spin on it. But I think, given the way the ACC is shaping up with both Miami and Florida State, more formidable, I think, than people imagine, certainly in the case of Florida State, I think the challenge is greater. The number of teams possibly competing for the ACC is greater. I think Pittsburgh is a team that I warned about before the year. I think they're dangerous. You know, some believe in Louisville. I'm not a big believer in Louisville, but, you know, we'll see. I just can't believe in Miller Moss at all. I mean, it's the lesser Keaton Slovis. I just can't do that. But the reality is it looks a little more open than we thought, and therefore a schedule becomes a bigger factor. And head to head against other teams with a chance like Georgia Tech becomes essential, especially given the nature of Georgia Tech's schedule. I mean, this is clearly the toughest game Georgia Tech has. If Georgia Tech wins this game, what do they have left? Ramona, pull up Georgia Tech's schedule, if you don't mind. I know they have Georgia at the end. That doesn't count. That's an OOC game. But, again, this feels like a must. I don't like to use the phrase must win because when we're talking like athletics, what's must win this week, 2 weeks later is now we've moved on to some other must win. So, you know, it gets overused and overstated and overhyped, and most often it's not a must win. But this sort of feels, especially the way things have gone for Clemson so far, like this is a tipping point. It's a must win because, again, if you lose this game in the opener of your conference, then you're basically 2 games behind Georgia Tech. And unless you get into 3 or 4-way ties, which is conceivable, Ramona, do you have that? Quickly, give me that schedule. We'll get to the phones.
Okay. After Clemson, they have Temple at home.
Yeah, go.
At Wake Forest.
That's a win.
Virginia Tech at home.
That's a win.
At Duke.
It's fairly tough.
Syracuse at home.
Win.
At NC State.
I mean, competitive, but probably a win.
At Boston College.
Yeah.
Pitt at home.
That game will be big, but that's in Atlanta.
And Georgia at home.
Yeah, that's a really favorable Georgia Tech schedule. Whether they can run it or not, whether Haynes King can stay healthy or not, you know, they have two quarterbacks, but, you know, listen, we'll see. I mean, you don't want to be in that position. You do not want to basically fall two games behind Georgia Tech. You do not want that. It's a must win. It's a must win for South Carolina. If South Carolina has any intent being relevant in the SEC, you can't lose to Vanderbilt. Although losing to this Vanderbilt team, there might not be any shame in that. Georgia, Tennessee, vital game, conference game, conference game. We don't know. We don't really know anything about either one of those teams. To the phones. It's Illini Jay. Jay, good to have you, Jay.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for hanging in there.
I just want to say one thing. Great pick on Illinois over this past weekend. You are my idol.
Oh, thank you.
I picked Illinois.
Did you?
Yes. I picked Illinois.
Okay, good job, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez.
Secondly, I don't know if you watched the Duke-Illinois game.
Yeah, watch a good bit of it. Yeah.
All the Clemson fans, this Duke is for real. Darian Mensah,
yeah, Mensah
is a player,
yeah.
And Duke has a defense. Illinois was only up 14-13, I believe, at halftime. Duke shot themselves in the foot with five turnovers at Wallace Wade. Illinois took advantage. Trust me, that 44-16 or 44-45-19 final score was not indicative of the game. Duke is a player in the ACC.
Yeah, but at the same time, Illinois went on the road and did the things winning football teams do. Losing football teams turn the ball over five times at home, and turnovers generally don't happen by themselves. So, you know, I think it was a really impressive performance by Altmaier on the road at Duke, and I think Illinois is worthy of a top 10 type status right now.
Which, thank you very much, Walt. Yes. Which brings me to my next point.
Yeah.
All those people.
Gabe Bakus is a warlord.
Chastised me and gave me crap about saying Illinois isn't number 13 or 14, and I said they ought to be a top 10. Where's your Illini now, baby? Where's your Illini now? And granted, we got Western Michigan this weekend. And Robert, I hope you're listening, because I tell you what, that game against Indiana in Bloomington in a week and a half is going to be awesome. It's going to be on NBC prime time.
That's going to be your prove it game. Now, at Duke was already a prove it game. Hey, look, if Illinois can win at Duke and win at Indiana, you are set up for a banner season.
Well, then game day will be in Champaign 3 weeks later when we host Ohio State.
Ohio State. Let's go, Jay. Jay's thinking big.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Jay. Jay is so excited to remote. He reverted to baby talk back then. Right then. Back to the phones. It is Michael, Jack, and Jason. We need to talk to Jason, too. Michael, all good callers. Michael, good to have you as always, Michael. Thank you for getting in.
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Michael.
Good. I want to talk a little NFL, Walt.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Falcons and Jags game for this weekend. They've been a Jags fan. Glad we came up with the W. But what I mostly enjoyed was actually seeing the commitment to run the ball.
Yeah.
And what the things can happen when a coach decides to run the ball on us.
Which they promised to do. They promised to do that.
Yes.
You know, new coach,
yes.
Combs, company. They,
smoke.
Yeah. They promised to run the football. They said they wanted to make Trevor Lawrence's life easier by committing to run the football. And so Etienne turned into a star again.
Yeah, and it makes the quarterbacks listen with me. They open those passing lanes.
Yep.
They open up some shots downfield, throwing lanes. It just makes it so much easier. And me being a longtime Jags fan, it's been a pleasure just to see. I know it's one game. I know it's the Panthers, but it's still an NFL team, and the commitment to run the ball is what I've enjoyed most out of 1 week.
So, Michael, so are you like a Mark Brunelleur? Is that what we're talking about? Long time.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Ever since they came to the league, I've been with them since day one.
Okay.
You know, day one. I'm probably one of the few Jags fans around that's truly been with them.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a run game since, you know, Fred Taylor and Marty Jones Drew.
Yep.
But if we can run the ball consistent and play defense, but we got a lot of things to tighten up, like the penalties. We got to tighten up on that.
Well, and look, Trevor still needs to get better. I mean, he's the part of the equation that's the part that's ultimately going to decide it. I mean, they're doing what they said in terms of helping him, but he still needs to get better. Yeah. Now that's a game of control on the ground.
Trevor, he looked a lot better in the pocket. His decision making, like he knew what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Really wasn't any hesitation that I've seen other than a couple of throws he missed to beat Brian Tumman Jumman and the underthrow that he missed to Travis Hunter, which got in set, but it was just a big play on by J.C. Horn breaking on the ball. But Walt, we got a tough schedule in the first six games. But if we can come out there 4-1, I feel good about our season, Walt.
Well,
I think we can go to Cincinnati and beat Cincinnati on Sunday.
You know, Cincinnati's interesting because it looks like Cincinnati's decided to try and run the ball more too, which is sort of interesting. And maybe the reason for that is fairly obvious. They feel like they have to protect their defense some, you know. So maybe that's their plan. We'll see how that works out, though. I mean, they played a 17-16 game against Cleveland.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Miles Garrett had a field day.
Yeah, and they ran it a lot. You know, they tried to run it. Let me put it that way.
Right.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I feel good. Well, like I say, just one game. You know, it's a long season, but I'm optimistic about this season.
Yep. Yep. And we don't, you know, we also don't know how bad Carolina is, Michael. Let's be honest. We're going to find out how bad Carolina is. That's going to tell part of the story, whether that win really means something or not. We don't really know that yet, but it's a good step. Running the football for Jacksonville is a good step.
Yeah. I'm not a Panthers fan, never have been, but I don't think LeGarrette's going to be on the team much longer.
No. No, it's there's no answer there. There's no answer there. Michael, good talking to you as always. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate
all right,
the call. Great job as always. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Look, I hope you know by now that Gary goes the extra mile in the agent-client relationship for you, the customer. What do I mean by extra mile? How about this? Okay. Gary has intentionally changed his own Medicare Advantage plan each of the last 11 years, so he actually does know what's inside of every one of these plans he suggests to you. This is a man who really does go the extra mile, all right? And he's right here. Gary will help you. Trust me. He is a salt of the earth human being. And he has helped so many people. You've heard all the unsolicited testimonials that people call in and write in about Gary. His wife, Jeannie, is also an agent. They've been at this for 25 years. You're not just a number, commissioned to them. You've heard all the testimonials. Gary always returns calls in a timely fashion, meets with you in person, always takes the time to help you understand the answer to your question or fixing a problem with the execution of your plan. In other words, he services after the sale. Best of all, he doesn't work for Medicare or these companies. He works for you, the customer. His services always come without charge to you. If you have the wrong Medicare agent or you just need some help, give Gary a call, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. I promise you, he's the absolute best. All right, I have Jack and Jason, and then we lost a few people, so you can get in if you want to talk football, college or professional variety. Let me squeeze Jack in here, and Jason, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Jack, good to have you as always. Thank you.
Hey, Walt. How are you doing?
Good, Jack. Thank you for getting in.
Well, good, man. I just I'm the fool that called a couple weeks ago that bet on BYU over 8.5 wins the day before Retzloff, or I think that's his name,
yeah, had to
transfer out of there.
Yeah.
So I was just curious. You know, I've kind of liked what I've seen out of Bachmeier, but I don't don't really know about the level of competition they've seen yet. Yeah. Do you have any read on BYU and if they might be legit?
I think the one thing you can still count on is the run game. And, you know, again, you know, Jack, it was a dilemma for me too, because when I had BYU at 8 in the country before the season began. I thought with Retzlaff, and they were returning all their key offensive players, and you know, and I thought they had two hammers at running back. I thought they would be a real problem. That team, I thought, was a really good football team, top to bottom, beyond Retzlaff. So I think it's still a real good football team. I haven't thought about evaluating them post Retzlaff and trying to figure out what they're going to do in terms of that one loss mark, though. I can do that, but
to be honest, so the rest of the bet looks great. With Alabama under their win total, and I have Baylor at 6 wins, which is really favorable, and so I'm feeling pretty good about a good number of it. But I wanted to call it a bad beat. I'm pretty sure you went with it too, but I took Dallas plus 6.5, which was a great cash, but parlayed with it, I took UConn plus 6.5. I don't know if you watched the end of that game or not, but they had to force overtime to lose by 7 perfectly to allow that not to cash.
I thought UConn might actually win that game. They returned everybody from last year. They gave Syracuse all they could handle last year. I think they lost 31-24, so by a touchdown a year ago. Yeah. And that was obviously a Syracuse team that was loaded offensively. So I felt this was a real spot where an upset was possible, and it sure looked that way. Yeah, that's a bad beat. Yeah. I mean, I thought you can sometimes you pick the right side and you still get it wrong, and that was an example of that.
I obviously thought it was a pretty good win for Syracuse. I'm going to say this just before I go, and I'll let you answer it on the other side, but I don't know if you've heard into the rumors that during halftime, Dabo took over a portion of the play calling, and there's all the conjecture of him holding a play sheet in the second half, and he wasn't in the first half. And I was just curious if you're feeding into that rumor at all, if you buy into it, or you know, if you think that's a bunch of junk. And I'll let you go.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call, as always. All right, quick break. We'll get back to Jason and Bagel John and you on the other side.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of the rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. You know, this Green Bay Washington game, you know, this is going to be a football game. This game coming up is going to be a football game. I don't know what I'm doing with this yet, but I'm interested to see the quarterback battle because I think you have two truly elite quarterbacks. I'm interested to see the physicality battle. Listen, the Micah Parsons thing may have turned Green Bay into a Super Bowl team, and it may have kept Dallas from that same setting. I mean, I think it's reasonable to suggest that had Micah Parsons played in the Dallas-Philadelphia game, I think it's more than reasonable. I think it's a fact. I think there's no question that Dallas wins that game. And Jerry Jones has only himself to blame for that. I mean, Dallas would have beaten Philadelphia. They would have been a game up, and they would go on to win the division. That's what I anticipated happening. And then I never anticipated Jerry Jones sort of dropping the ball and not only not landing Parsons, but letting him go to another league contender in Green Bay, which Green Bay clearly established with Parsons the other night against Detroit. To the phones, it is Jason, Bengal, John, and Joe. Wait, let me tell you about Underdog before Ramona has a conniption. It's Underdog. I'm not in on anything yet. I'm looking right now, but I'm not in on anything yet tonight. Obviously, I live on Underdog. I'm like Mr. Underdog. I spend half my time on Underdog. Hey, listen, you should too. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite teams. They'll go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. I am doing my Underdog shopping right now. It's my next selection. I have some future plays on Underdog. Obviously, I had a couple things going this weekend, and one of them I came so close. 7 out of 8, I hit the first 7, and they were all hit in like the first half. It was as easy a cruise. I just needed Pena, Penn State to have 60 stinking yards. Is that too much to ask? Hey, download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE to score $50. By the way, I would have won $3,600-something. In bonus funds, when you pick your first $5 play. So how about that? That's promo code ROADRAGE to get that insane bonus. All capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. It's just that simple. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html. For details, concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. To the phones. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Oh, well, other than being stuck in the continuous injury loop that the 49ers were in last season, yes. I'm doing pretty well.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable. Kittle 4 weeks at least on the IR.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, at least we got rid of Jake Moody. I mean, that was a great third-round pick. Thanks, Lynch. It's not like the Niners were a ready-made Super Bowl contender when we made that pick. You know, yeah. We didn't need that third-round pick for anybody else. I tell you what, you brought up Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
What if this turns out to be a reverse Charles Haley for him?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know?
Exactly right. And you know Parsons is going to be motivated. He's going to be really motivated if he sees Dallas in a playoff situation. And he was a difference maker for Green Bay versus Detroit. And you can't tell me, given that Philadelphia really won that game in the first half when Hurts was running and Dallas wasn't containing him at all, you cannot tell me that Michael Parsons would not have changed that Hurts equation in the first half, because he absolutely would have. And that was a game that was winnable for Dallas anyway. They should have won anyway, but they didn't. And that's because one of your best players doesn't play for you anymore.
Yeah, that man, it doesn't break my heart to see the Cowboys make a dumb move. I can tell you that. not that the Packers haven't stuck the knife in the Niners every once in a while, though. Yeah. Recent history, ever since Favre left, the Niners have the advantage. You know, hey, I was going to throw a stat at you. I know you were talking about you're going to do some heavy film work on Georgia Tech tonight. I was going to throw a stat at you. I've tried to be. Of course, I told you my wife, thank God, is out of town, so I have more time on my hands. And
we're out of the country right now, based on what you said.
Yes. And what I try to do
down in Alligator Alcatraz.
Oh, no. That's bad.
You know that humidity in Florida. Well, you know they say it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Yeah.
And my wife will fit right in. So.
Somebody's gonna be in their own personal Alligator Alcatraz if that gets out.
Hey, I told you she was getting me some groceries to the house, and I complained because I didn't have enough Coca-Cola. That's my one vice, Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And I went out there last night, and there were 4 cases of it. And then this morning she texted me, "Do you have enough Coke for the rest of the week?"
Oh, see.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See?
So. But anyway, so here's a stat I want to throw at you, and I'll tie it in first on the NFL level. So last year, Dexter Lawrence was double teamed on 64% of his pass rush snaps, uh-huh. which was the highest that any defensive tackle has had since they started tracking that stat. So I went back and I was looking at the two Clemson games, and you tell me now, would this surprise you? I actually charted Peter Woods. In the LSU game, he was double-teamed 43% of the time, and in the Troy game, he was double-teamed 44% of the time. Would watching the game, would you have expected more, or does that sound kind of what you would expect almost half the time?
I would say watching the LSU game, I would say that number was higher than that. I would have thought that number was higher than that. And there were one or two occasions where he was triple teamed. He was triple teamed on the Durham 24 yard run to start the game. So maybe you have to count that twice.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing. When I went back, and it was actually a fun exercise. One thing's apparent. If you do not double team him, you are playing with fire.
Yeah.
Because whether it was Troy or LSU, you know, we talked about it with Nussmeier, but even the, you know, the Troy quarterback did a great job of just getting the ball out of
him. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
They're attacking him. It's just like you said when you referenced that Joey Bosa in the playoff game with Brady when he was yelling on the sideline. He just couldn't get to him. And it's pretty noticeable when they only block him with one, whether it's a pass rush or a run play, because, man, he ragdolls some people. Or he's so fast, man, he just runs by him. And Clemson is stunting a lot under Tom Allen. And he gets off that stunt, and there are plenty of times where he just, you know, doesn't give the offensive lineman a chance to make a switch or realize that the stunt's happening. But, you know, Nussmeier and I can't think of the goose, whatever, for Troy, they just got the ball out of their hands. There were a lot of quick game dump offs to the running back as well. So I just thought that stood out Peter Woods.
That's a key, too. I mean, and to be fair, like I think Parker needs to be more impactful than he's been, I think, without question. But it's also a fact of life that when teams come in with a game plan that's impacted by concern over Clemson pass rush, that the part of that offensive game plan is going to feature quick game and quarterbacks getting the ball to their hands, and that negates any pass rush. So that has been part of the issue for Parker thus far. I think that's true. I also think Parker, and I know you didn't mention Parker, but I am. But I also think Parker needs to be more impactful regardless. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet. I hope not.
No, and you know, I will say it, you would think if this trend holds up, I mean, even if they're only double-teaming him or quote-unquote only double-teaming Woods 44% of the time throughout the season, that should open up, I mean, all those guys. I mean, we've seen some other – those other defensive linemen flash. I mean, we've seen Capehart just ragdoll some people. He did it Saturday with his sack, and we've seen Helt. And I tell you what, man, this is a lightning rod. This is kind of like mentioning Cole Turner on offense, but boy, people on the message boards love to get after Kate Denhoff.
Yeah.
For a replacement, I mean, just a backup guy, he's fine. I mean, he just, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I watch him play, I don't see anything. Like, there's some good and there's some bad, but I mean, I don't think he's a terrible player.
The word I would use is solid. If you're looking for him to be impactful, then you're looking for the wrong things. You know, that's not who he is. That's why he's not a starter. You know, I mean, that's not who he is. But I think he's a solid player that contributes. He can set a hard edge. I mean, he gives you some. If you're expecting, you know, all American, then you're looking in the wrong place. You know, I mean,
and I've noticed him, like you said, setting an edge where at first, if you watch it on first blush, you might think, oh man, he got kicked out really far. And it's like, no, he's funneling the running back into Sammy Brown or Woodass to make the tackle.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm more worried about Parker stepping up and playing to his press clippings right now than I am about that situation. I think he's been average so far, and obviously,
I think Helt's been as good or better than Parker through the first two games.
I think that's right, and I think Dabo Swinney expects more from Parker, and I think rightfully so. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, everyone wanted to claim is the top defensive end in the country, and you know, again, I go back to last year, and I one of my questions about him was that of the 10 or 11 sacks he had last year, I think four of them were in the Pittsburgh game where he was going up against a four-string tackle. So I basically don't even count that. I mean, to me, that means nothing. You got to excel against the better teams. But I do think that the quick game that we've seen from opposing teams thus far does negate some of that. But still, if you're going to be truly elite, you've got to affect the opposing quarterback. And so I'm hoping to see more of that from Parker going forward. This is a different type of task coming up with Georgia Tech, though. you know, as Debo Sweeney already referred to, you know, a quasi triple option attack.
Well, that's what's, you know, I'll be interested to get your film study watching them, because that's what I'm wondering. That's not Georgia Tech's game. So it'll be interesting to see how they counteract clearly what has been on the radar for the first two teams as far as Clemson's DL.
Yep. I mean, they're going to attack with Haynes King as a runner and a passer, and they're going to use all of their motion and their shifts and zone read. They're going to try and attack the edges. They're going to try and get those two fast backs to the perimeter and see what they can create. And they represent a danger in that regard.
Yep, I just thought I'd throw some nerdy stats at you to get your impression.
Yep. Really good job, Jason. Yep, really interesting. I had not thought about that. It just, honestly, when I watched LSU, it seemed like he was double teamed like virtually every snap. So, thank you, Jason. Yep. Good job. Yep, interesting. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. And by the way, Bengal John and Joe, you guys are going to wrap up the show, so don't go anywhere. Buy any new vehicle, spin to win, up to six payments being taken by care of by Lake Kiwi. That's Lake Kiwi Auto Group, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s, save up to $15,000 on new Rams, save up to $20,000 on new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to six payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200. You will 100% thank me later. Quick break.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantay.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg, or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Good time. So good. I haven't spoken about this yet, and I want to get into more of this tomorrow. And we'll see, but I've assembled my top 12 NFL quarterback list. I did not rank these based on the color blue in their uniforms like Morgan Thomas would have ranked them, who's my best friend, who's coming up in mere moments, 13 minutes. Morgan Thomas will be joining you for the Morgan Thomas Show. So stay tuned for that. Let me get to the phones, and I'll get to this quarterback list. It's Bengal John and Joe. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good, John. Thank you for getting in.
Well.
Yeah, thank you.
Walt, I got a question.
Yeah.
What do the Saints have to do, in your opinion, if you were the GM, what do you think? And I know it's early season, but what do you think the Saints have to address first to be competitive in the league again? When Drew Brees was there, we were competitive. Since Drew Brees has left, we haven't been competitive. And we've had talent. We've had a great offensive line. And we've had pretty solid defense. Where are we lacking?
Well, I mean, I think the real question is going to be who and what is Kellen Moore as a head coach. I mean, he's been perceived as a boy wonder. quarterback-wise, you can make the case he's the greatest winner in the history of college football. I mean, I think he went 50-2 or something like that at Boise State and probably should have won the two he lost. Obviously the skills didn't translate to the NFL because he wasn't big enough and his arm wasn't strong enough, etc. But he knows the game, and he's been almost revered as a brilliant young offensive mind. And I think that's where it starts. I think the key is, can he be that guy? Now, I think he's inherited a difficult situation. This is not the Saints of Sean Payton, but you know, one of the reasons for the rise of the Saints was the head coach, Sean Payton. And I think you have to hope that Kellen Moore is the next Sean Payton. If he is, then I think things will take care of itself. If he's not, and you've got to revisit that, then the futility is going to continue. I mean, the Saints
are... Is that a three-year deal or like a two-year? I mean, do you see it? Like, if he is, is it going to take like 3 years to fix this situation?
I think so. I think probably. But, you know, the one thing I will say, John, is, you know, in the NFL today, because of the salary cap, et cetera, the way the league is devised, the top is never been closer to the bottom and vice versa. So, you know, you can move in one season.
That's a great point.
You know, and so the Saints will have that opportunity. I'm really interested to watch the Kellen Moore career with the Saints and see if he can turn around. I also think that, you know, some elements of that division are getting better, and maybe most notably in Atlanta with Michael Penix.
All right, so my final question to you is, so Brian Kelly talks about the running game, and you talked about how bad LSU was, you know, didn't perform well, and obviously after the game, he even made a joke about it, like Tuesday should be press conference day after we watched the film, because he wasn't nearly as disappointed today as he was right after the game. But he did have one concern, or not really a concern. The one thing that he said that intrigued me, when Moscona asked him a question, the question was, why did you not have a better forward running game? And his comment was, we were able to do it on the perimeter. Caden Durham was not a factor in that game. I mean, you mentioned that yesterday. Yeah. And I've agreed with that, but he's saying that because here's the thing. Everybody's wondering why the longest pass downfield has been 28 yards, and why we're not taking it over the top and this and that and the other. And he said we're able to do it on the perimeter with different players, and we have depth. My concern with that, Walt, is going into the Florida game. Because I know you've talked about this extensively, about how South Carolina doesn't have an identity yet, Vanderbilt and all the Georgia and Tennessee. Yeah. There's question marks at LSU, but if you're going to be willing just to throw the ball in the perimeter and expect your backs to get forward progress or yards after the catch, that may not be a recipe for success. Agree or disagree? Because Nussmeier is known for throwing the ball.
Yeah,
deep.
I don't think they're going to stick to that. I think this is just sort of a break-in period. I think they expected to get a lot of pressure in the Clemson game. So, I think there was a lot of quick throws put into that game plan to try and neutralize Clemson's pressure. And I expected that. So, I wouldn't look at that as like a season-long thing. I think as Nussmeier gets more and more comfortable with this whole group of receivers, you're going to see – I don't think LSU is going to play the season on a 10-yard box. I think you're going to see more field stretching and more vertical routes. I think it's just an issue of time.
You asked me a question yesterday, Walt, and I'll take it off the air. I know you got another caller.
You're good.
You asked me yesterday about the injuries. Tre'Davious Green, the MRI, came back with a sprained MCL, which is recoverable, as Brian Kelly put it. And then as far as the center is concerned, they're not super worried about that. The MRI came back basically negative. No tears, no nothing.
Well, that's good news. That's good news because those are two vital players.
But I will say this. DJ Chester can play that position.
Yeah.
He started 13 games. He's played. So, I mean, that's not a big drop off. The biggest concern for me is Tre'Davious Green. Well, but we have other tight ends.
Yeah, but there's only one Tate as Green, I think, in America. I mean, I think he's a freak at 6'7". I mean, I think he's really a human mismatch that you can always go to. There's no way to cover that guy. I mean, you can stay in phase. You can be right there. It doesn't matter. I mean, they could just throw it up. You know, remember when, you know, Harbaugh and then David Shaw, to an extent, too, at Stanford, actually both of them, you know, they would play 12 personnel a lot, and they would recruit nothing but these 6'6" tight ends. And
that's right. They go up and get them all.
Right. Their quarterbacks weren't off. Sometimes weren't great. The wide receivers were never great. But they knew that if they just put 2 6'6" guys out there, that there's no physical answer to that. There's no, you know, if you just throw it up in the air to them, they can make plays on the ball that a 6 foot cornerback trying to defend them simply can't defend. Well, in this case, you have a 6'7" guy who's a really good athlete. I mean, Green can run. Green's a freak. So he's a human mismatch, and yeah, I think he's vital. So no word yet, though, on precisely on when LSU expects him back.
No, they're thinking a couple of weeks probably, and maybe. Matter of fact, he called him questionable. He didn't call him out. He called him questionable.
Okay.
And he said that they would go through the week and see how he responds. But, you know, I mean, obviously that's a big deal. But but I don't think it's by no means anywhere close to a season injury. So
good. Thank you, John. Good talking to you as always. Thank you. Yeah, I like to see everybody healthy. I don't like to see anybody injured. I want to see teams play at full strength. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going, Walt? I heard you say there's no shame in losing to the Spandy team. I'm sure there's shame, Walt. I'll call in and sing their alma mater on air if they beat us.
Okay.
30-4 against them boys in Nashville. 30-4.
I know, Joe, but my dilemma there is that most of those wins came against Vanderbilt teams that sucked. And now this one doesn't seem to suck.
Well, did James Franklin Vanderbilt team suck? I mean, listen, Walt, they've been giving us bulletin board all year. But, you know, I think Shane Beamer has proven he can win against unranked teams at home because I looked for him in the top 25. They weren't there, Walt. You know, I did look for him there. I couldn't find him. I looked through all the polls. I just couldn't find him.
You know, Joe, you'll find him next week if they beat you. So.
Hey, well, we're going to beat them so bad they're going to be fighting in the parking lot, the Poppy Brothers.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Wow, that was quick, Joe. All right, we'll see. I'm a little uncertain just based on how South Carolina – look, I know South Carolina generally whoops up on Vanderbilt. I'm a little uncertain based on how South Carolina has played to date and how Vanderbilt played. And I watched both teams play the same Virginia Tech team, and South Carolina struggled until a special teams return in the third quarter of that game, whereas Vanderbilt outscored Virginia Tech 34-0 in the second half. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a little concerned. I mean, the line's like 5, 5.5, something like that. I don't know. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of our budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent. It's how it works. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. You have any of these issues, call Canty. They're the best in the industry. You'll thank me later. Cracks in your exterior, into your walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, you call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. They are the absolute best, and they are the answer to all that ails you. Stay tuned, like I said, for the Morgan Thomas Show coming up next. I don't have a lot of time to get into too much else today. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to run down. I think the NFL... I think college football is off to sort of a really uneven start. I thought this past weekend there was a lot of ugly football. And Meanwhile, I thought the NFL sort of showcased who and what they are and what they're capable of being. I mean, you know, there were some great NFL games. There were some bad or lesser NFL games too, but you know, I thought that there were some truly marquee games that lived up to the billing. Most notably, you know, the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, which was just, you know, insane. Just one of the greatest games, one of the greatest opening games you're ever going to see, and maybe a tough act to follow. But I think the NFL has to be pretty happy about the start they've gotten off to. You know, you had a couple really terrific games right out of the gate. Philadelphia and Dallas was a great game. And obviously, the as we said, the Buffalo-Baltimore Ravens game was just nothing short of spectacular. But I was thinking about the quarterbacks in this league and where I would rank them as of now. I'm not talking about their history and what they've accomplished. I mean, obviously, if you're talking about that, then Mahomes is one. But if you're talking about where they are in the year 2025, what we've seen from some of these guys recently and where they are right now, where you feel like they are right now, so it's more like a power rating, this is how I have it. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. I have Michael Penix at 12. I think Penix was the best passing quarterback in that draft, as I said then. I think he's a better pure thrower than Jaden Daniels is, and I think he's already proven that. I have Jalen Hurts at 11. You decide what to do with him. He's still more a runner than a thrower. I think a lot of people could quarterback Philadelphia. I don't know what to do with Jalen Hurts, quite frankly. 10 is Matthew Stafford. 9 is C.J. Stroud. He needs to play better this year. They certainly didn't help him with an offensive line. 8 is Dak Prescott. I think Prescott is headed for an MVP caliber year. 7 is Jordan Love. Same deal, MVP caliber year. 6 is Jaden Daniels. 5 is Joe Burrow, and then my top 4, Patrick Mahomes is 4, Justin Herbert is 3, he may be the most talented guy in the whole mix, Lamar is 2, and, you know, only one guy can keep Lamar at 2, and it's the guy who came back to beat him the other night, who's the single greatest player in the game. It's basically inarguable. There's no team that wouldn't trade for him. Josh Allen at 1. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery,